We're going to talk now, though, with the newly elected mayor of Kerry, Fianna Fáil councillor Mikey Sheehy. He was elected unopposed at the council's AGM in Áras an Cúinte during the week. He replaces outgoing mayor, councillor Michael Foley, as Cathaoirleach. He was proposed by party colleague councillor Norma Moriarty and seconded by Fine Gael councillor Bobby O'Connell. He was first elected to Kerry County Council in 2019 and topped the poll in the Tralee MD in the 2024 elections. Councillor Sheehy, Mayor Sheehy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks a million for having me on.
Congratulations to you on this. I'll ask the same question as I asked Angie Bailey yesterday. Did you ever think you would end up being mayor of the county?
It certainly wasn't on the horizon going back about 7 or 8 years ago, I won't lie. That being said, it's an absolutely huge honour and privilege. On behalf of both my family, friends and supporters, I'm really humbled by the support I got by colleagues in the chamber on Monday. That being said, I'm also really conscious that the role is about the representing the entire county. As we all know, Kerry is a really special place. I'm a very proud Tralee man, but I'm also a very proud Kerry man. And like I said in the chamber on Monday, these journeys aren't taken alone. So it's with the support of family, friends, supporters. I also mentioned my late uncle-in-law, Jim Finucane, who also served in this role a number of years ago. You know, Jim in particular served with a great sense of public service and pride, and his pride in serving as Mayor of Kerry, I think, was the high point of his political career and his career in public service. So, look, if I could be half the man Jim was in that role, I'll be delighted. But like I said, look, I'm very humbled by the role. I'm really looking forward to the year ahead. I'm looking forward to representing the entire county. I've hit the ground running over the last number of days. I was very humbled to be invited last night by Special Olympics, Kerry and Tralee, to welcome home Adam Maher, who won 3 medals over the course of the last week in the Special Olympic Games. I was also above in the Kerry Paddle Centre this morning for a networking event with the Tralee Chamber Alliance, and I suppose it's just about, I want to try and get out and about as much as I possibly can and engage and very much focus in on communities throughout the county and see how we can engage as much as possible and engage more if possible with Kerry County Council also.
Okay, you've listed your priorities, I think, private and affordable housing options to support the county's residents. There's a bit of development going on in Tralee. We know plans for further ones, but what do you hope happens in the next 12 months in this area?
Yeah, housing isn't just about bricks and mortar, Gerry. It's about making sure that young people, first of all, can stay in Kerry and also raise families here and remain part of the communities they grow up in. That's the key focus here. What I spoke about on Monday was about the diversity of housing that is required in Kerry. Speaking specifically from a Tralee Municipal District perspective, we have been very progressive in terms of the rolling out of social housing throughout Tralee over the last number of years, and that will continue going forward, considering the number of land banks that we have in the town to develop. That being said, we also need that diversity of housing. We need affordable, which is a huge issue over the last number of years. It's something that I've been raising consistently, both at Housing SPC level and at Kerry County Council level. There are individuals who are stuck in a trap, unfortunately, who are working very hard, who are earning too much money to be afforded the opportunity to get on a social housing list, but who are struggling to get mortgages to get private housing. There are schemes out there that have been rolled out over the last number of years that the council and the government will support individuals in terms of a deposit to get on the housing ladder. We have 2 projects that are currently being assessed and progressed, one in Tralee and one in Killarney. I, for one, will certainly be supporting these projects. I think it's a really, really key cohort that we need to support going forward. We also need to look at private housing. I'm delighted to see that there was 83 homes granted planning permission in Tralee today. There's been a huge lack of private development throughout the county over the last 10 to 15 years. There's no point in saying otherwise. And it's about that diversity of housing. It's not just focusing on one cohort. We need to have a diverse range of housing options available to individuals throughout the county. I'm very positive in this space. I know that it's a keynote issue. When you go knocking on doors and you're canvassing pre-election, I think the 2 key issues will always be housing and health. Housing is one that I'm really hoping to see progress in over the next 12 to 18 months, specifically in Tralee and in Kerry.
Would you welcome the moves that have been made? And even though it was criticism of local authorities on this in relation to dereliction by Simon Harris, and more news out this morning that the Minister for Housing has written to all public bodies, all state agencies have been warned that unless they take urgent action on their own derelict properties and derelict land that's not being used, they will be hit with fines and a vacant site levy.
Yeah, and I spoke about the autonomy of powers at local government and the lack of, to be honest, at the moment. And look, I read Tánaiste Simon Harris's comments last week. I was disappointed, to be honest. In my opinion, councillors know their communities, and in my opinion, decisions are often better when they're made locally. I personally want to see local authorities trusted and empowered more. In my view, the people closest to the challenges are often closest to the solutions also. Local government plays a huge role, especially in terms of the likes of dereliction and vacancy. And Kerry County Council are being proactive. That being said, Kerry County Council are also bound by the rules that are devised by the Department of Local Government and Housing and other local, government departments. What I would like to see is more autonomy at local level. Give Kerry County Council and give councillors the power to be more proactive in terms of how we turn around vacancy, how we turn around dereliction, how we get these properties back into the market. I even see, going back about 3 years ago, I had a motion down at our Tralee Municipal District, just in terms of how we, as a council, how we utilise stock that is within our grasp at the moment. So, for example, due to lack of funding, being straight up about it, Kerry County Council would have a stock of housing that are vacant in their own possession. That stock is now being turned around and being sold back into the private market. So we are getting people back into homes and getting those houses usable again.
Yeah, and that's something you'd like to see more of. That means more money coming from central government to local authorities to enable them to do that at their own level.
It's not even just in terms of the funding mechanisms. It's more about empowering local government and giving that autonomy to local government to allow them to make the decisions at local level.
Okay, you're also looking for, obviously, healthcare is a key issue for you. The chemotherapy day unit in Rolleston Hospital Kerry is a big priority as well. Are you happy with the progress on that, or are you concerned? I mean, if you just look at the delivery of another key piece of healthcare infrastructure in the County Killarney Community Nursing Unit, a year late, still not opened, hoping to open maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, but that doesn't give confidence that things are improving or delivered with urgency, does it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Healthcare and specifically the oncology unit on the grounds of University Hospital Kerry is an absolute key priority for me and always has been. To be honest with you, Gerry, it is the reason that I got involved in public service. I've been an advocate for this in years. The position on the public health forum that I currently hold, I've held since 2019, and it's the first position I look for when I was elected. Progress has been made. A location has now been identified on the grounds of University Hospital Kerry. That is subject to planning within the HSE's own progress plans. There's no point in saying otherwise. The staff over on our at our oncology unit are world class. As someone who has used oncology services myself, I know firsthand how incredible the staff are. They are world class. That being said, what we're looking for now is facilities that reflect that standard and allow more care to be delivered closer to home. Like I said, you walk in the door of the oncology unit, the interim oncology unit, University Hospital Kerry at the moment, the greeting you get from reception staff, the administration staff, the catering staff, the porters, the oncology nurses, the consultants, the registrars, it's second to none. It really is incredible. And that support isn't just offered to patients, it's also offered to patients' families. What we're looking for now is that dedicated space, which has been ring-fenced and which has been now identified on the grounds of University Hospital Kerry. And what we're looking for now is progress in that regard. We're looking for ring-fence funding. We're looking for the project to drive on and drive forward. I am very optimistic, to be honest with you. This project, there's no point in saying otherwise, looking back over the last 5-6 years, this project has hit roadblocks. We had funding announcements hit by other roadblocks, but this announcement that came via the Public Health Forum to myself about 2.5 months ago was a real, real game changer in terms of the provision of this chemotherapy day unit on the grounds of University Hospital Kerry. I'm certainly positive in this sense, and I think it's going to be a game changer for cancer patients, not just in Kerry, but in the entire southwest region.
Okay, you also have talked about the Kerry Welcome. What do you mean in relation to focusing on that for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so I suppose there's no point in saying otherwise. Tourism is our number one industry in Kerry. Kerry County Council initiated a report just pre-COVID, 2019. At that time, that's almost 7 years ago, at that time, tourism was worth $422 million to the county. 2 in 5 jobs directly related. We're in an exceptional space when it comes to tourism offering. We've incredible connectivity through Kerry Airport, through our train network. We are very lucky in terms of the offering we have. We're obviously very famous in terms of scenery. But from my perspective, the real attraction, and I think the real thing that visitors remember when they visit Kerry and when they return to Kerry, is that Kerry welcome. It's the bit of graw, it's the bit of roguery, it's the conversation with the barman, the waiter, it's the conversation with the tour guide, the bus driver, and I think it really is a superpower that we have here in Kerry, and I think that needs to extend, you know, not only just in terms of the tourism space, but in terms of how we welcome people back to Kerry, for example. So we have a huge cohort of individuals who are working, for example, in the likes of Dublin, who are working abroad, Australia, the United States. It's about how we try to welcome back them again and make the county as accessible as we possibly can. And again, that's coming back to the piece on housing, affordable housing, private housing, social housing. It's also come back to the piece in terms of the provision of healthcare, how we have enough resources within our hospital, University Hospital Kerry. And it's also come back to the likes of education and how we can provide best for families who want to move back to Kerry and not just visit here, but also just put down their roots and make Kerry their home.
Yeah. If we want people who know Kerry and have been here for years or lived here all their lives to be working in that industry, then the question is, where are they going to live to enable them to work in it?
Absolutely.
And that's a particular problem at the moment, isn't it?
And that is the key issue. That is one of the key issues. Kerry is in a really good place, Jerry, at the moment. We have challenges like every other county, but we also have enormous strengths too. My focus will be on building on that positivity. It's going to be about supporting communities and making sure the Kerry communities not only a great place to live and work, but also a great place to raise a family.
All right. Well, listen, Mikey, look, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us on the programme this morning. And good luck with the next 12 months as Mayor of Kerry County Council. That's Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy was elected as Mayor for the next 12 months for the county. If you have a view on what he had to say in terms of his priorities, what would you like to see Kerry County Council doing in the context of, and it's a difficult question to deal with on one hand in terms of the national priorities of national government and where local authorities fit into that particular issue is part of it.